DW.
Abida Noor shows me around her school, which she has barely attended in person for the last 2 years because of the pandemic.
We would study online during the lockdowns, and as they'd be lifted, we'd come here to attend community classes. It's very difficult to attend online classes. Sometimes the internet stops working or the connection gets cut.
Noor lives in the hilly district of Kupwara, near a contentious border with Pakistan. The region is heavily guarded by Indian security forces and inhabited by tribal population. Most of the elders here have not been to school and work in cattle rearing or as daily labourers. In a region like this, closing down of schools means an end to educational resources.
There's no one in our family who could help us study. We used to be really worried about our classes and how we would be able to study. During lockdowns, our teachers wouldn't be able to come to school.
Noor is talking about the time before pandemic, when months-long shutdowns due to political conflict in the region would affect the schools. Teachers would not be able to make it to their schools and run classes, especially to rural and far-flung areas. In regions like these, most of the schools are basic brick rooms running on a shoestring budget.
There are no doors, no windows, nothing. The river flowing by is also a danger to the school. There are not enough teachers as well. There are classes until 8th grade, but only 7 teachers.
Ejaz Kataria, an 8th grader, says he's unable to get a good education. For the few months that schools are operational in the region, a poor student-teacher ratio further has been cutting down on the number of classroom hours a student receives. A concern also highlighted by Farooq Ahmed Katana, an officer at the Education Department.
We have a lot of children in our schools, but the problem in hilly areas is the lack of teachers.
Jammu and Kashmir has one of the highest number of vacant teacher posts in the country due to bureaucratic backlog. Another problem, Katana highlights, is the lack of higher educational institutions in border districts like Kupwara.
When children pass 10th grade or middle school, they don't have big schools and institutions to go to. They don't have access to roads and transport, and that's why it becomes difficult for them.
Usually, students from different parts of the valley come to Srinagar, the only city for higher education. But here, the impact of shutdown is even higher.
In a state like Jammu and Kashmir, we felt that schools don't even open for the minimum number of days. Some of the data suggests that they, before pandemic, they open just for 70 days to 17 days. And we talk about access, right? So it still is a question.
That's Kamal Gaur from Save the Children India. She explains that schools should be accessible for at least 180 days a year so that students can actually learn something. Mahur Shaw, a young businesswoman from Srinagar, was an undergraduate in July 2016 when a shutdown was imposed. That continued till the start of 2017. All institutions, transport and activities were shut down during that time. For months, even mobile internet and phone lines were snapped.
When 2016 happened, we were stuck, you know, like all academic sessions, full stop, you know. I was 22, I didn't have a graduate degree. I couldn't do anything, I couldn't even apply for an internship. Nobody was accepting Kashmiri students.
In recent years, there has been a rise in violence against Kashmiris in parts of India. Students are often attacked and vilified when violence flares up in the valley.
For a undergraduate degree that was supposed to take 3 years, I attended classroom time of only 1.5 years, say maybe 20 months. I was doing nothing and it was so depressing watching the news. You know, I was literally keeping a count how many people died. That was my state of mind.
After months of inactivity and frustration, Shaw decided to travel to Delhi and enroll herself in a college mid-session so that she could continue her education, an option that is not economically feasible for most students. The uncertainty takes a high toll on students who continue to stay in Kashmir.
A grenade attack happened in front of our school, and I think I was in class 9 standard at that time, and it happened in front of me, and I, you know, one of my classmates got injured in that attack.
That's Salik Bazaz. In 2019, yet another lockdown forced the now 32-year-old Kashmiri to shut his business only months after starting it. The pandemic lockdown exacerbated it. Bazaz wants to open it up again but is unsure of the political conditions. He says he doesn't know how to move forward.
Watching all this and growing up all in this situation, you know, it takes a toll on you. It's really difficult. I don't know when things will change and things will improve and people will be normal, but I don't think it will be quite soon.
Mental health experts have been warning of alarming high rates of depression among citizens of Kashmir. Repeated closure of educational institutions and uncertainty in everyday schedule has been affecting children and young adults, explains Dr. Sayed Karar, who works as a child psychiatrist in a hospital in Srinagar.
As a clinician, we don't see schools as a space for only education or literary achievements in children. We see these spaces as spaces where children actually learn a lot of life skills, and these experiences really help in becoming a responsible citizen and adult later. So definitely closure of educational facilities has resulted in a lot of behavioral disorders. I'm seeing a lot of kids who are already vulnerable. There was flare-up of symptoms.
Dr. Karar works at the state's only tertiary mental health care facility in Srinagar, run with the help of UNICEF. Closing educational institutions has become a manifold problem in Kashmir, and the only way out seems to be persistence. The pandemic has brought to light what it is like to deprive children of their education and sense of normalcy.
Because last 2 years have been terrible for all the children across the globe, and probably one can identify now better with the children from Kashmir, because here, you know, we say 320 million children did not access school, you know, any education institution. And now we can empathize.
After completing her studies, Shaw moved back to the valley. She started a jewelry business that she runs on Instagram. But the days of working internet and peaceful times in the valley are numbered. She struggles to work around it. It is only the love for her homeland that keeps her persistent.
My parents are still after me to, you know, move to another country. And I am back because I want to live and die in my own country.
Furqan Latif Khan, DW Kupwara, Kashmir. DW.